You've been under the weather.
Yeah, man. It's been super fun.
Yeah.
Zachary was sick, like last week. Mm-hmm. They had half days Tuesday and Monday and Tuesday because of parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, okay.
And then they had a full day Wednesday, and then they were off Thursday and Friday because it's the New Jersey Teacher Convention weekend.
What is that? You're going to have to explain this to me. We're going to sidebar about comics to talk about Jersey T-shirt convention weekend.
Teacher, not T-shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better then.
Yeah, no, down they meet up in Atlantic City, and it's all kinds of, you know, it's like new ways to teach stuff and whatever. It's like all teacher stuff.
Yeah, so they have to go to conferences and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. So Julia used to go when she was a new teacher and she thought that it mattered. Now she's like, fuck it. But yeah, I was like Tuesday night into Wednesday, Zachary just got this nasty cough. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, fuck, he's all congested. I'm like, just make it through Wednesday and then you're off school for 4 days. So we don't have to worry about, you know, who's going to watch you or whatever. So he made it. But then like Thursday night, I started to feel like crap. Friday, I woke up. I did not feel great. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to leave work. I have the telecon at 12. As soon as that's over, I'm just going to go home and go to sleep. And right. That was the telecon that lasted like almost 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It was like about 1:45 when I finally finished. And I was like, God damn it. I just want to get sleep. But I came home and I passed right out. Saturday, I woke up feeling like I had strep throat, which is weird because I've had my tonsils out. Uh-huh. And you shouldn't be able to get strep.
Right.
So I ended up going into work very briefly just to make sure whoever was covering for me and the other guy had things under control. I went to my kid's soccer game and then I came home and I got right the hell into bed and I basically just fell asleep. Then I woke up around evening and I was like, well, I was supposed to get together with my dad and some friends. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So, then I just started reading comic books because I was wide awake. Mm-hmm, and then Sunday I read comics. And then
what day did you read comics and watch Titans?
Oh, that was Friday.
That was Friday?
Okay. Yeah.
Because this time I actually watched it before you did.
Yeah, you did.
So
I came home from work. I was going to watch it earlier on Friday, but I was later getting home than I was hoping. Mm-hmm. And then I fell asleep. Like, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to watch it right away. But then my kids were sitting in the living room where the Apple TV is watching probably YouTube or some crap.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And I was like, God damn it. Like, I can't, you know, I got to boot them out of the room. And I ended up just going upstairs and watching the episode on my computer through the website, I guess.
Yeah. And? So,
I don't know, man. Like, nothing happened in this episode.
You're right. Nothing happened at all. Until the last like 7 seconds.
Oh my god, that was so awesome.
Yep.
Hey Dick Grayson, I'm the new Robin.
Yeah. And remember, that was like one of our first like questions that we had is like, why is he still Robin?
Yeah.
And also like, how can it be Jason Todd if he's still Robin type thing? So, which obviously those questions aren't fully answered yet, but
yeah, but I mean, that kid was Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Just in the 2 seconds he was there.
No, yeah.
The attitude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
If there was a 900 number, I wouldn't call it this time.
No, you would call it, but you would call it to say he should live.
Yes. I would call it to say that and start a chant on the phone and be like, this is awesome. This is awesome.
You know what's awesome? I don't remember how it came up. I was probably wearing my Red Hood shirt.
You were, because you told me.
In anticipation
of
it happening.
Yes.
But my wife was asking something about Red Hood, and I'm trying to explain who he was. And I'm like, you know, he was Robin, and he was killed. And she's like, well, how did he die? And I'm like explaining the whole thing. And I'm like, and they had like a call-in number where people could vote if he was going to live or die. And she's like, okay, so he lived? And I go, no, overwhelmingly.
Yeah,
it was kill the guy. Yeah, she's like, basically my wife's reaction was, what the hell is wrong with people?
Well, like, that was people in the 90s. Nonetheless, people in 2018, right?
Yeah.
Because I think it would, the vote would swing the different way if we had such a thing now.
No, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It would be 100% exclusive death.
No, I don't think so.
There would be some weird internet campaign, and it would be just a brutal, brutal death.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I would like to find that information, though, to see how big the margin was. Because, like, in my head, it was like 75-25. But it could have been, like, 64-44. You know what I'm saying? Or 64-46, whatever. But which would have made it a little closer, but still overwhelming.
Right.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah. So,
You know what? It was actually close.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I just found it.
Used the Bat-Bat-Go?
I did. I used Bat-Bat-Go. The fans voted, ready for this? Uh-huh. 5,343 to 5,271 to put the Boy Wonder down. So it was less than 100 votes.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. 5,000 to 4,000?
No. 5,343 to 5,271.
Oh, percent wise?
No. Total. God damn it.
That's it. This call's over.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm still glad that we voted to put him down.
Yeah, listen, it's only 72 votes separated. 72? Yeah, 72 votes.
Yeah. I'm so glad I called at least like 20 times.
We just had an election. You think your vote doesn't count? There you go.
Hey, I voted for the first time and forever. I voted for the first time since I voted to kill Jason Todd.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Oh, that's great.
Your vote counts.
Oh, good stuff. But getting back to Titans, I think one of my favorite parts of this episode was when Dick Grayson's like, all right, we got to work as a team, so let's see what everyone can do. And of course, he doesn't go because Raven sort of went nuts.
Yes.
And they're like, what can you do? What can you do? And basically, it's nothing. But then all of a sudden, he just shows up as Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. I think what added to it for me of being cool was Gar flipping out that he was Robin.
Yeah. Like, do we get to meet Batman?
Yeah. Well, that was after the fact. But like,
yeah.
Because it was so in character for him to nerd out. Yes. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there are actually a couple really funny parts, I think, in this episode. Him changing and telling everybody not to look at him.
Yeah.
Because he's got to take his clothes off.
Uh-huh.
Also, I like when the nuclear family all had their heads exploded.
Yeah.
And Starfire walks in the room and she's like, great. There's no way I'm going to be able to convince him this wasn't me.
Yeah, that was... yeah. That was a funny scene, and it shouldn't have been funny, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm enjoying the show very much. And now that you have Jason Todd, I don't... Honestly, I mean, I think we were talking about it in the Discord chat, that this has to be the best comic book show on TV right now.
Yep.
And, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything... To be honest, I cannot think of any comic book TV show that I've enjoyed as much as this ever.
Gotham's up there for me.
See, I like Gotham a lot, but this is like a whole other level.
Well, yeah, it's a whole other level. But like, we can say that because Gotham's not airing right now. But if Gotham was airing at the same time this was, which is a smart move by DC, by the way. But like, I don't know. I'd have a hard time picking which one I like the most.
Huh. Interesting.
Just because I'm involved, like, I'm invested in Gotham's in this world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As well as I'm invested in this world, too. But.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah, like, Fridays are great, and they cannot come soon enough.
Yep. They were great before, but now they're even better.
Yeah, yeah. I just need to find someone to pawn my kids off for, like, an hour right after school so I can just watch Titans.
Yeah. Or you can send them upstairs and let them yell at each other and play the Switch or whatever.
Yeah, but that's distracting.
Oh, well. just do what I do and turn up the volume.
Yeah, I believe me, I would, but they yell at me.
Yeah. So you read comics too?
I did read comics, Ronnie. You know how I've been telling you that I'm so far behind on like everything?
Yeah.
I am not very much behind on anything anymore.
Really?
Well, at least DC-wise. I made sure I caught up on every DC book that I'm reading.
All right.
So pick a book and we'll talk about it.
Let's talk about, you read the Sideways Annual?
Yes, I did.
All right. We'll start there then.
Okay. Which one was that?
What? Are you still enjoying it?
You know what?
'Cause,
as I'm reading it,
yeah,
it was funny that you say that. This, like, I think the last, definitely the annual, and possibly, I forget what the last one was, maybe issue 9.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've enjoyed them the least of any in this series.
Really?
Yeah, like the whole thing, I think part of my problem is it got to the point where after his mother died,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, this is going to be, that big moment in his life or whatever. And then all of a sudden he's just like, instead of dealing with that stuff and whatever else, he's now like dimension hopping and doing everything else. And you're just like, oh, you know what? I really wanted to see where this story took him.
Mm-hmm.
And they just completely just went in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure at some point they'll get back to it. You know, they kind of have to.
Yeah.
But
is it going to be enough time, right?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. You know, what do you think? Do you think the same thing, or do you think, I mean, are you still like look, I'm still in on the book.
Yeah.
That I enjoy the book, but I just wish that it focused a little more.
Yeah, yes, I agree with you on part of it. Like, I agree that if we had that momentum issue,
okay,
and then the issue like after would have been filler, and then we would have continued on to the storyline, I would have been okay. But like to completely fake left and go right, it's kind of disappointing. But with that said, I'm still enjoying it. But I'm not enjoying it as much as I was, if that makes sense.
Right. And I mean, I get it. This is an annual, and normally the annuals, like, veer off into, like, weird storyland. But still, you know, I mean, it was an issue or so before this as well that was basically the same thing.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah, the whole, what are they, Seven Soldiers or?
Yeah.
So, yeah. This whole storyline, I'm just like, meh, I can take it or leave it type thing.
Yep.
Because I think they drove us to the edge and then gave us a ride on a ski thing off the edge instead of letting us free fall for a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Because if this storyline would have came after, then I think it would have been much better because we would have had resolution or at least momentum still going.
See, or if this happened while, you know, like if when he was ignoring his mom's phone calls and everything else, if when that was happening, he got sucked into this dimension.
Right.
And doesn't even know about his mother.
Right.
And then he came back to find out that she was dead or, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And that he ignored the calls and then he, you know, then these people like brought him to here and then he lost his power and he couldn't get home. I think that would have had more of an effect on him, and I think I would have been more into it.
Yep, I agree.
You know, like if you see him, you know, with Superman and all the weirdos, and New 52 cutting,
Superman.
Yeah,
not,
and it's cutting,
not real Superman.
Right, and it's, you know, while he's there with them, if you're also seeing flashes, I just forgot his, not girlfriend, but her name.
Yeah.
If it cuts to scenes with her and then you see the mother at the office and everything else while this is going on, I think I would have been way more into this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, just the way that it was laid out didn't do anything for me.
Yep.
So, you know, I still like it, but it's just not, it's not the best anymore.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. 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 Speaking of, let's go to Deathstroke.
Oh yeah. That's good stuff.
What do you think about that?
I'm not caught up on Deathstroke.
God damn it.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Deathstroke right now is the whole thing in Arkham, right?
Yeah. This is part two of Arkham, I believe.
Right. My feelings on this, it's actually sort of the same as Silencer. I'm still 100%, not Silencer, Sideways. I'm still 100% in on this book, but something about this storyline, it's not gripping me as much as I thought it would.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm enjoying the whole trying to figure out what's happening and what's not actually happening mm-hmm. aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it is. It's maybe it's the stuff with his daughter, like cutting in and whatever, and, you know, her semi-fake husband.
Yeah.
Like that. It's again, it's like the flow of the book. It's not gripping me like it was with how this one is laid out.
Well, I was fine with it until we saw that Two-Face was Deathstroke.
Oh, yeah.
Because Two-Face, like, in my mind, has always been, like, that swarmy, old-fashioned gangster style. And Deathstroke's, like, athletic and maybe not, like, buff, you know, but at least fit. And there's no way that Two-Face... It's like putting Kurt Angle in a conquistador outfit and thinking that it's Edge.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they made it look like he was buff and in the suit.
He's a lawyer. Lawyers hang out at gyms, so I could see him being in shape.
That is
total
false and bullshit.
Maybe weird Missouri lawyers.
No. Lawyers hang out in bars and spill beer on Batman comic books.
Right, but they also work out like bros.
Okay.
So, like, I can see Two-Face being fit, but I don't see him being passable as Deathstroke.
Okay. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that I don't see it.
Yep. I agree with you.
And that was the only part that I was like, oh, really? Come on. Because, I mean, not that it's bad that it was Two-Face, but, I mean,
well,
they could have made it noticeably, like, a little bit that it wasn't Deathstroke.
Mm. Well, speaking of Two-Face, you're caught up on Detective.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all I had.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I really am enjoying the Two-Face story there.
Yeah, I am too.
That this Batman story is what I love about Batman. I mean, especially in Detective Comics, because it's really, you know, a detective story.
Okay.
The whole thing with the Fireflies.
Yeah.
And, you know, him and Commissioner Gordon,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of solving the thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's Two-Face setting up a lot of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's good Two-Face. This Deathstroke Two-Face is not good Two-Face.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm.
But did you expect me to disagree with that?
No.
Because you sounded a little disappointed.
No, not really. I'm, you know, just falling asleep.
Yeah. Your NyQuil's kicking in.
I don't take NyQuil.
You take DayQuil at night because you're a manly man.
Yeah. Freaking DayQuil. I don't know.
So what about Nightwing?
Yeah.
Are you still noping out of it?
I'm reading it.
Because apparently there's like writers that are noping out of it and they got to keep getting somebody new to write it. So
listen, I'm reading it, but I don't know why I'm reading it.
That's unfortunate.
It's not good.
What? Okay. What isn't good?
Well, okay. And
because I'm
issue?
Not just playing devil's advocate because I'm actually liking it. So like
in this issue, the art is not good, which does not help the fact that the story does nothing for me. Okay?
You don't like Ricky?
No.
Okay.
Then, every single issue, he's got to tell me that he's Rick Grayson now and he doesn't remember things.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, no. The one part that I do, I'm trying to think if it was the last issue, where they had the guy that drowned, supposedly drowned, in like the autopsy room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when they go to do the autopsy and cut into him, like the poison gas comes out that's transforming everyone into like weird zombie whatevers. Right. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I don't know. The fact that Dick Grayson is basically just like going around squatting in people's houses. He's a taxi driver, but he's like, oh, hey, I was just able to do this weird flip jump thing across, you know, an alleyway onto a fire escape and land perfectly still running.
Right.
And then he's like, I don't know how I'm able to do stuff like that. And then 2 seconds later, he's like, I was a super famous trapeze artist with my parents and I'm a great acrobat. And then he's like, again, he's like, oh, I wonder if I can do this. And he runs and he like does a somersault and sprains his ankle. And you're just like, what the hell is going on here? The only thing that he remembers is that he was like an acrobat and a trapeze artist, right?
Yeah. And his parents died.
But he doesn't know how he knows how to do all of these acrobatic things.
He knows that Bruce took him in.
Right. But he doesn't remember it. He only knows because he's seen.
Yeah. Right.
Stories.
Right.
But again, how does he not know how he knows how to do acrobatic stuff?
Because he got shot in the freaking head.
The only thing he knows is he was an acrobat.
Yeah. But he doesn't know that he was a good acrobat.
It doesn't matter. He knows he was part of the famous Flying Graysons.
Yeah, but he was a kid.
Doesn't matter.
It matters.
No, it doesn't. He's like, look, ooh, I just did a cartwheel. How did I learn how to do a cartwheel? And
he's like, oh my God, I don't think it was that lame, but...
But, like, everything about his character in this, it's making me completely mental.
Okay. I have one cool thing that I like about it, about the Rick thing. Because every time I read it, it's spelled like Ric Flair without the K.
Okay.
So then I woo in my head. But, okay, so here's a question, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alfred came and told him that he had all this money.
Okay.
And it was his money. It was Master Grayson's money, right?
Okay.
And Rick, Dick, whatever, didn't want it. So that's why he's squatting at different places and all that stuff. Okay, even if you didn't know that it was or wasn't your money, wouldn't you rather be like, give me a new ATM card because obviously I lost my other one and let me stay at the Marriott or something?
No.
With that money?
Nope.
You wouldn't take the money either?
No, because you have to be like, this lady that I drove in a cab said she was going to be away for a couple of days, so I'm going to sleep in her house with the cats.
Oh my God, you're inconceivable.
Listen, this book is dumb as hell, so every decision he makes is stupid.
No, that's the only part that I don't agree with.
I do. The one thing I do like is the cop as Nightwing. All the cops as Nightwings.
Yeah, because now you have a Nightwing family instead of a Bat family.
Yeah, like I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, as long as we don't get like a Signal Nightwing, because then that'd be lame or lamer.
Yeah, well, next thing you know, it's going to be Bunny or Nightwing.
Well, yeah, because they're not trapeze artists or anything, so.
No.
They're going to get in the suit.
And you know what? Next, he's going to be walking and he's going to roll his ankle. And somehow he's going to turn it into like a triple flip into some jump thing off a wall and be perfectly fine. And then he's going to be like, I was a Flying Grayson. How was I able to do that?
Here is my overall question, though.
Okay.
Okay. You have this concept. Okay, let's change Dick Grayson this way so we can branch out and do these types of stories, blah, 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 right?
Okay.
And I'm saying you and I are on this dry erase board, this big whiteboard right now, right? And we're throwing stuff on it to come out, right?
Right.
Which, obviously, that's kind of what they did. I have a picture in my head of them doing that. But you have the start of the story, and okay, then all the way over here on your right, because we're in America, we read left or right, is the end game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the end game? How is this going to elevate Dick Grayson as a character? When he's already elevated.
That's the thing. They do everything they can to screw up the best character they have.
Dang.
I think I said it last time we were talking about Nightwing. We suffered through 2 years of him as like a super spy, mm-hmm, instead of Nightwing. And he's finally friggin' Nightwing again. And they're just like, we're going to shoot him in the head and have him suck.
Yeah. The only good thing I see coming out of this is the disco suit's going to appear next issue. You saw it hanging right there?
Yeah.
I don't know if the girl's going to wear it or not, which that kind of suck if she did. But.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This book, it's... I can't even explain how upsetting this book is to me.
Okay. With that said, we'll end it there. We'll table this discussion. Because even though how bad you think this book is, this next book that we're going to talk about brings ulcers to my eyes.
Oh, I know what book you're talking about.
Yes. The one, the great one, Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
On Green Lantern.
Yes.
Okay. If I read physical copies... Still. Okay.
I know what you're going to say because I almost said this exact same thing when we were talking about Nightwing.
I would rip every page.
Yep. I have ripped every digital page of my Nightwing comics in half and thrown it in the trash.
Yes. Out of this physical copy, and 14-year-old me would have hung them on my wall so that way when I turned my regular light out and turned on my lamp that was a black light, it would have went with all my other Blacklight posters, because that's how this art looks. It looks like posters from Spencer's. and that's just art, and you're going off of, and then, I mean, we could talk about the writing if you want to, but.
So, what you're saying is you don't like vomiting, diarrhea-ing, flu-like lanterns?
Well, I mean, those could be cool. But then you put him with a sidekick who talks to himself in, like, third person, like he's Flim Flux Flu or whatever his name is. And yeah. He gets his ring finger. Let me reiterate that. His ring finger cut off.
Yeah, but he stays a Green Lantern.
He stays a Green Lantern, even though he's not physically attached to the ring.
Yes.
Because everything that we've read up until this point, which hasn't been Grant Morrison... No matter what, if the ring isn't attached to you, guess what? You turn back. It's even happened to Hal before. When the dude broke his finger and took off his ring, it was in the vicinity because he was free-falling from Earth. But guess what? He turned into Hal, the pilot. Yeah, it's just dumb. It just takes everything that I sort of loved about the Green Lantern. It's just, yeah. This is like, okay, this is the best comparison I can do for this book.
Okay.
This is the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie of the comic books.
Okay. Let me stop you there. Because I like the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie more than I enjoyed this comic book.
Oh, yeah. I'm there with you on that, too. But.
And I paid to see that garbage in the theater.
same. Yeah.
And I still feel I got more of my money's worth than this book. About four pages in. My eyes started glazing over, and I'm just like, I don't care. And about eight pages in, it was like, wow, I really don't care. And then, 12 pages, I was like, well, I only have about another eight pages left. I may as well finish this. And then I got to, page 20, and I'm like, wait a minute, why is this book longer than it's supposed to be? Because I think it was maybe 30 pages?
It was too long. Even 22 pages would have been too long.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I literally tried to read this four different times and then kept getting interrupted by things that didn't make sense to me continuity wise. But then I was like, oh, wait, it's Grant Morrison. He's the best. He throws stupid shit in there just to throw stupid shit in there. He's crazy. This should be cool. And all the other stupid things that people say about him.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know.
And after an awesome Venditti run, this is the shit we get.
Yeah, my whole thing with Green Lantern is I really like Green Lantern. I like the concept of the Green Lanterns. The whole thing is great. I really enjoyed the Venditti run, even though it wasn't quite what I really enjoy about the Green Lanterns. I like Space Cop. That's all I want.
Right.
That's all I need. Just give me one of the good Earth Green Lanterns. Flying around in space and saving planets or whatever. You know, I don't need some 90-part epic story where, you know, there's all this craziness going on. I don't need some bullcrap version of crap that Grant Morrison's writing. And if you look at, like, the coming soon in Green Lantern, like, I don't want to see him in Green Arrow in this way.
No, not in this way. Not by this, like, writer, anyways.
Yeah. There's nothing about this that made me say, I really need to read more of this. And, like, Green Lantern, like Nightwing, it's been forever has been one of my go-to books.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not. Like, I would rather read a more Green Lanterns than this. And I friggin' hate Green Lanterns.
That sounds like a show from Nerdy Legion. Would you rather? Because they play that show sometimes. Or that game.
We could definitely. See, that actually, that would be a really tough choice. If I had to read Green Lanterns or The Green Lantern, like the entire run of one or the other, I don't know if I'd be able to pick.
There is one good thing about this so far.
That we don't have to read issue number 2.
Well, I'm going to read issue 2. Because apparently there's only 12.
Oh, really?
Well, one of our friends said that, oh, well, he wrote 12 issues in 2 days or a day or whatever. And you know what my response was?
Looks like it.
It looks like it, yes. But at least he can fuck up Hal Jordan. I don't care. Hal Jordan's been fucked up before. But yeah. Stay away from John and Kyle.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I can't with this. Just give me the goddamn characters I like. They fucking ruined Batman. Then Nightwing, and now friggin' Green Lantern. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know.
Next, they're gonna be like, Wonder Woman is actually some dude that plays video games.
Yep.
It's like, what? What just happened?
A smart-ass millennial. That's what Wonder Woman's gonna turn into be.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, so we got that bad taste out of our mouths. So, are you going to read number 2?
Probably.
I mean, I'm going to as well, but...
Well, this is the way I look at it. I will get issue 2, and I will start to read issue 2. But if I don't make it through issue 2, I'm not going to force myself to it.
Fair enough.
You know, like, I'm done hate reading comics. Except for Nightwing, because I'm pot committed.
So... Where do you want to go from here? Because we've went to the bottom of the barrel, so anything after this is pretty much gravy.
No, I could come up with another one I didn't like so much.
Okay, but it's got to be better than Green Lantern.
Oh, it is. This whole Aquaman drowned Earth thing.
I knew you were going there too. Yep.
Now, okay, I was way behind on a lot of books, admittedly. But, oh my goodness, I had to read, like, no joke, between issues 10 and 11 of freaking Justice League, I had to read, like, 17 comics. And it was ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Like, I don't understand why this is an Aquaman event. Or I also don't understand why in the middle of everything going on with, like, the Legion of Doom stuff, they're branching off from that and into... like all these other gods, which I mean, Legion of Doom's still totally involved, but my word, it's like, oh, to read more of the prelude, you have to read this issue of Aquaman. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm caught up on Aquaman. I'll just read that one real quick because it's the latest issue. Then they're like, oh, if you want to get more of the prelude, you have to read episode 28 of Titans. And I was like, oh, I'm not too far behind on Titans. Then I look and I'm 11 issues behind on Titans. And I was like, God damn it. So I read 11 issues of Titans, and I read the one, you know, which was kind of cool because Tempest was there.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, this is pretty excellent. And then I think he died. I don't know what the hell happened. And then it's like, oh, now you need to read the Aquaman Justice League Drowned Earth number 1. I was like, all right, so I'll read that one. And I'm like, then it's like, now you can go back and read Justice. It's too much, man. Just put – if you're going to do a crazy-ass story like this, just put it in one friggin' book. Drives me bonkers. Bonkers, I say.
And then make him look like Jason Momoa.
Yeah. That happened pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, but were you... How do you explain... I mean... Yeah.
You're right there.
It just... Like, I've read comics for almost 35 years now. And you go from a blonde-headed person to a Somalian or Somali, whatever. What is it?
A Samoan?
A Samoan, yes. I don't, from Somalia. As I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
My brain's still hemorrhaging from talking about Green Lantern. But the explanation is dumb.
Was there an explanation?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I was going to say, did I miss something?
No.
It was just, this is our movie Aquaman. Now this is what he looks like.
Yep. Pretty much. I mean, you couldn't even, like, have him go change costumes or something and then come back. And then Mirror's like, whoa, you dyed your hair. Huh. You got some sun.
Yeah.
No. It's just like blink of a panel and then all of a sudden we get new Aquaman.
Yep. Yeah. And I got to ask you this. I brought this up before. This storyline, mm-hmm. okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it's got to be a Justice League thing because it's literally the end of the world happening.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go from here? If you have these ancient gods, like the most powerful, most evil supervillains manage to bring back these super powerful ancient gods who like almost destroyed the Earth thousands of years ago, but were barely stopped. They bring them back. The entire planet is flooding. Everyone who touches any of the water turns into one of their monster things.
Right.
Assuming that the Justice League is going to save the day like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
In this,
mm-hmm.
where do you go from here? Like, any story that you try and tell with the Justice League is just, by comparison, is going to seem very lame.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just bigger, bigger, bigger all the time, right?
But how do you get bigger from this?
Well, obviously you can, because now you have movie Aquaman on your team.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The next storyline better be like the Royal Flush Gang or something.
It could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Talk to me about something that you did like.
A
book. Not from Drowned Earth.
Okay. I like Ocean Master in this.
Okay. The art though.
Oh, it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. But that seems to be the constant for the Aquaman books though.
No, that's not true.
It's inconsistent.
Inconsistent, yeah. But yeah. when what's his name? Stepan Sejic
mm-hmm.
was doing the art.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best looking book that DC was putting out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think it was better than Red Hood.
Ooh, okay.
Because look, the Dexter Soy's art in Red Hood was great,
mm-hmm.
but it was not like the aquatic cinemascapes that
aquatic.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Fucking New Jersey. Give me a goddamn break. At least I'm not saying that he's Somalian.
Well, I mean, I like Girl Scout Somalian cookies, so leave me alone.
Samoas, dude. It's.
I agree. What about... So, you're caught up on Red Hood now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the new one hasn't came out. I think it comes out this week.
It comes out... Yeah.
Yeah.
Came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Silencer?
Oh, yeah. I'm caught up on Silencer now.
Yeah.
That's a good book. I liked the... trying to think. Where did the book end? It ended... They... her and... What's his name? Quietus?
Mm-hmm.
Got their minds switched back.
Yeah.
And they are going to pool their resources, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
More so.
Yep.
I think it was the last issue. I like when they were fighting that giant thing in each other's bodies. And he's like basically telling her this drop down menu, this, and these are the, you know, use these weapons and whatever, like talking her through his tech help. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
But I think right now, I think the book where the last issue ended, the husband and son were saying, oh, let's go find mommy.
Yeah.
And she was back at the hotel and they're like, oh, the hotel blew up and there were no survivors.
Yep.
But they don't know she's not there.
Yeah. So how do you think that's going to go?
I mean, obviously she's alive
somewhere else
and she's going to show up.
Do you still think do you still think that her husband has
something to do with the
Leviathan? To do, yeah, with you know with what? Anything. Not, it doesn't have to just be the Leviathan, but with anything.
See, they're playing it off like it's going to be a no, but I still think the longer they go, just at some point, something's going to happen, and it's going to turn out that he's someone yeah. or something.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, right now he's basically chilling in a Superman shirt at the Superman amusement park with his kid.
Yep, doing Superman rides.
Yeah, but...
having Superman fun. Well, yeah. I guess they're not having fun when they're running for their lives. And
kids seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I really hope this series just goes on forever.
Yeah. I'm kind of patiently waiting until she shows up in Arrow. Because I really want to see... like, to me, I want to see the Silencer more than I want to see Ruby as Batwoman.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Ruby and Batwoman's like the whole hype for the crossover, right?
Yeah.
And everybody, that's the buzz. But, you know, I'd rather see Silencer show up and be cool.
Absolutely. Even though they'll probably ruin it and make Silencer date Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Hey, at the beginning of Silencer, did you like the very first page of Amusement Park Superman holding Amusement Park Supergirl?
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like it was a callback to
yeah.
Crisis.
Yep. Yeah. When I opened it up, I'm like, wait a minute. This is great.
Yeah. Well, I was like, is this the wrong damn book?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yep.
But, all right, what else?
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, just shout out books. I read lots of stuff.
I don't know. Titans?
Yeah, I read Titans. I'm caught up on Titans enough so that I was able to read this stupid Aquaman Drowned Earth crap, and now Titans is going to fade back into obscurity.
Okay. And did you, because of Wally, right? Was that the last issue where they're trying to deal with Wally and the other kid dies?
Yes.
Or was that
the last issue? Yeah. No, the last one was the prelude to the Aquaman thing. It was the one before that, I think.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think a new issue of that comes out yesterday as well.
Okay. Just say this week, then you'll be covered.
Yeah. Okay. It came out this week.
Yeah. What about Teen Titans? Adam Glass.
Did we talk about Teen Titans?
I don't know. You weren't caught up on it.
No, I was. I caught up on that one for last time.
Wow.
Yeah. That was easy enough to catch up on. I was only like two behind.
Yeah. 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 Maybe we did. I don't know. You don't read Green Arrow, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I stopped.
Wonder Woman.
I stopped.
Huh. Interesting. Did you read Brimstone?
No. No. That one, I read the first one or two. And when I went to read the next one, I'm just like, this really isn't my thing.
Yeah. Because it's good, so it's not your thing.
Correct.
Okay.
I only hate read books like Nightwing and Green Lantern. Yeah. I try not to read stuff I enjoy.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. That's about it, really. I wanted to spit venom about Green Lantern. That was, like, the top thing. It's not really... like, if you like the book, or if anybody likes the book, cool. You know? But it's not cool. It's not a cool book.
Yeah. I saw very mixed reactions to it.
Yeah.
On my Twitter feed, I guess I should say.
Yeah, me too.
That a few people really loved it.
Well, there was two people that I saw that really loved it that I knew would really love it. And I'm like, hashtag no shocker there.
But there was another person that actually kind of surprised me that their reaction was, what the hell did I just read?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, no. Same thing, brother. Same thing.
Yep. Yep. I get it on that as well. I was like, I don't know what I just read. I don't know why I just read what I just read.
Maybe I'll read it again and see if I missed something. And I was like, I hope you did, because I can't force myself to reread it again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get an action figure of Foo Flux Phlegm or whatever his name was.
I don't even care. Like that for like 3 days on Twitter, everyone's just like, yeah, this guy's the best. And I'm like, the best what?
Yeah.
Explain this, please. Somebody.
Yeah, the best of being a Green Lantern that can't be a Green Lantern because his freaking ring's not on?
Doesn't matter.
Maybe he should be a... What was John Stewart? A
Spectre, awesome.
Spectrum Lantern? What was the Ultraviolet Lantern?
The Ultraviolet Lantern.
Yeah, maybe we can throw Flim Flam Floom or whatever his name. Fling Flang, whatever.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Yes, him. Maybe we can throw him over into the Ultraviolet universe.
No, because I'm like finding that interesting.
Well, I mean, looking at the colors, it looks like we're looking at it like Ultraviolet.
Listen, it's too many colors.
It's too many colors? It's
too many at this point. We don't need more.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They barely even used half the ones they have already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If like...
When they do, it's like a Badlar Fleas comic series.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if we throw him over into the Ultraviolet universe, I won't have to read it. We'll throw him in the metal stuff.
No, don't. Yeah, put him in the metal stuff because I don't read any of that crap anyway.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's where the Ultraviolet Lantern came from, is the stupid metal stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, although I guess I do read a few of the New Age of Heroes books that sort of spun out of metal. And the new Justice League sort of spun out of metal. But
yeah.
But at the same time.
Same, same.
Yeah.
Next time we'll have to talk about the Jinx World stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like an issue behind on each one of those, so by next time I'll be caught up.
Okay, I will also catch up. I don't think any of those come out this week.
Only one came out last week, I think.
Did any come out last week? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, United States.
Yeah. And are you reading the Sandman stuff?
Not yet.
Okay.
I have it to read, but like I caught up on DC Universe proper. Mm-hmm. I caught up on the New Age of Heroes stuff I was reading. Mm-hmm. And then I got onto like a weird Marvel kick yesterday, so I started reading a bunch of that stuff.
It's not weird. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. You can like lots of things. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't like Multiple Man. That book was funny as hell.
You're dead to me.
That's what it took? All these years, and all I had to do was say I liked Multiple Man.
No, I like Multiple Man, too.
Weren't you complaining about that book?
That's not Multiple Man. I like Multiple Man, but that was no Multiple Man.
Oh, yeah. You're complaining about that book because you're insane.
No.
Because... That book, fantastic.
Oh my God.
I don't care that it's not DC. I'm going to tell you why it was fantastic. It was everything that Ivar Timewalker was that I enjoyed, except it was with my mutants.
You are completely insane right now. It is definitely the flu medicine talking. No. No, because that book is just like reading the Harley Quinn book or a Deadpool book.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
because it's actually written well and it's enjoyable.
Cool. Go read Cosmic Ghost Rider because you'll love it too.
No, I tried Cosmic Ghost Rider. The book was terrible. The book made no sense.
Yeah, exactly. Just like this book. That is not my Jamie. That is not my Multiple Man.
Come on. There's so many of them. He doesn't even know who the prime. Oh, come on. It's good stuff.
No.
Crazy. Crazy.
I'm glad he put it back. Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, you got anything else?
I don't.
Cool. Me neither. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to tell me I am insane, you can on the Twitter at Aaron S. Bell.
And I am at RonBar316.
The show is at DC_absolute or at Gmail. That's
at gmail.com.
Absolute DC Podcast at gmail.com. Good Lord. Thank you for listening.
Peace out.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.